So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
We hear you clearing your throat.
Yeah, it's because I'm crying.
That's our girl.
Me up.
Our woman, Terry Savage, the money lady. She gives us the Savage Truth, whether we want it or not. And the news today about the stock market is not good.
Absolutely. Yeah, I said I'm crying. That's why I'm clearing my throat. Look, everybody's going to get home, and we hear this on the radio, like right now in the car going home. The Dow fell 570 points today, 1.5% just today. In fact, it's been a horrendous month.
Right,
all the major averages, the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ lost close to 5%. So, and what is it all about? It's that whole thing about interest rates again. And tomorrow the Fed meets. And you remember, Lisa, in January, said the economists, they're going to cut three times. They'll start in March. Right. No, they'll start in May. They're going to cut six times, some of the forecasters said. Now the futures markets are giving a real possibility that they won't cut at all. And here's the conflicting balance here. We got news today that the wage cost index, the money that businesses shell out to pay employees, jumped significantly. And of course, we'll have the jobs report first Friday of the month on Friday. Despite the fact, so that's upward pressure, economic growth, concerns about inflation, so how could the Fed cut? Despite the fact, if I show you on the one hand and on the other hand, that consumer confidence was out today. It fell for the third month in a row. And probably a bellwether stock, McDonald's, reported disappointing earnings because low-income consumers just don't have the money to go out and buy, you know, this is lower-end price food. It's not inexpensive food, but the fact that McDonald's earnings disappointed gave some hints that maybe this economy is starting to crack. So what's the Fed going to do tomorrow? There is some discussion of the fact that they may say something about, well, we're still seeing inflationary pressures. They might hint that they could even raise, as opposed to, oh, we're going to have five or six cuts a year, which everybody was predicting. So the market is topsy-turvy. Interest rates on the two-year Treasury went over 5%. And you're still getting well over 5%, about close to 5.4% on six-month T-bills. So that's
so
what's hit the market.
You think they might actually bump the interest rate back up?
No, but I think that it's not. They won't do it tomorrow. They absolutely
right.
not.
But sometime this
they
year?
They might hint at the possibility that if inflationary pressures, inflation is not roaring or soaring, it just stopped going down, according to a lot of popular measures of it. And there are so many different series that they look at regarding inflation, and inherent in it is higher wages. So the market is worried that the Fed chairman tomorrow will say something like, I know you're all waiting. Well, he won't quite say it like this. I know you're all waiting for when we're going to cut rates, but hold your horses here. We might even have to raise them if inflation keeps staying, fails to decline more. Let's put it that way.
So someone said, so wage inflation is causing inflation, but the Fed is killing us with high interest rates costing cars and credit more. How does that work?
That's one of the crazy things about the economy. The idea being that if it costs more to build and buy a car, you throw the economy into a recession because fewer people will buy them. And it's happening. We've seen we had great earnings from GM, but the fact is car pricing is a little bit soft right now. And you're right. If they raise interest rates, it hits the mortgage market. It throws home builder type people out of work and makes it tougher, of course, to buy a house. So there's less demand. And so the idea is that raising rates would slow the economy, even though rates are a component of prices and cause prices to move higher. It's weird.
Someone wants to know, what does Terry think of RILAs?
I don't know what an RILA is.
I don't know what RILA is either. I Googled it and I thought, well, it must be above my pay grade.
I don't. It's an acronym for something.
Right. Here's another one for you. I have a question for Terry Savage. My husband passed away last November. I'm almost done moving everything in my name. I now want to have a trust done. Should I see a financial advisor before or after I have a trust done?
Well, the first thing you do now is, yes, right now you need an attorney, an estate planning attorney. Go to terrysavage.com, and there's a thing called a little video on the right-hand side, Terry Talks Estate Revocable Living Trusts and Wills. There's a website where you can search for one. In Chicago, I always recommend Carrie Peck, who's on with us on John Williams during the week. And you need to make your own revocable living trust. You need to then rename everything you just put in your own name. It would have been easier if you set this up first into the name of your revocable living trust, your house, your investment accounts, not your IRAs. Those have beneficiaries. They'll pass directly. But yes, you're smart. Get your own advisor, a legal advisor, set up your own revocable living trust. Now, you got to be careful about a financial advisor right now. I always point people on my site to wealthramp.com. It's a box on the top right. Find your own. I get nothing out of this, folks. Pam Kruger created WealthRamp to match fee-only fiduciary advisors with people like you so you don't get ripped off. So those are the two steps I would take. Get a lawyer, create your own revocable living trust, and get a fee-only fiduciary advisor.
RILA is Registered Index Linked Annuity.
Oh, my God. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Wait. I just turned in a column today. There's a – let me calm down here. The Department of Labor just put out a new rule called the New Fiduciary Rule. And as part of this rule, it details particularly the ripoffs that happen when people who are getting out of their 401k plans and rolling over turn into these advisors. And let me find a quote. Morningstar estimates plan participants can save $55 billion over the next few 10 years in fees inside plans, and investors rolling over into annuity products could save another $32 billion over the same period. The insurance industry is going to fight back at the Department of Labor. They have a rule now that you have to disclose, which you can never find, the hidden commissions on those equity-linked annuities. And those equity-linked annuities are linked to an index that doesn't give you the full stock market return. That's how they can promise no losses. So it's a mistake. It's expensive. And the person who is selling you that is going to get rich, and you are going to be cheated of the money that your money could have earned over the years because you got caught into this product. The equity index linked annuities, equity index linked annuities, not all annuities. I'm not against all annuities, but this is not what you want to do, not the equity index linked annuities. And the industry, by the way, they wrote about me. I mentioned this on your show or John's a couple of weeks ago. Someone from the industry sent me a thing. That Terry Savage, she's saying that you shouldn't do it. Yeah, I sure am.
What about self-funded pensions? Someone said supposedly they have guaranteed returns, a death benefit and disability benefit, a cheaper alternative to long-term disability insurance is what they are being advised. It is a form of an annuity, which I know Terry doesn't recommend.
You know, I think you should purchase those things separately and know what they're really costing you. Some of those benefits you may or may not need. You may need disability insurance. It might be cheaper to get it separately. The insurance industry, as my friend Stan Hathcock, Stan the annuity man, says, and he's the one that's most honest about these products, there's a reason the insurance companies have all those big buildings. Okay?
Yeah.
The odds are on their side. And I can't comment on all those specific products that they come out with to try and tell you that you don't have to worry about anything anymore. But you're paying a lot for that, and it's costing you a lot that you don't understand.
Well, I love that you share your knowledge with us and you present it in a way we can all understand. And I like that you respond to people that reach out at terrysavage.com. I know you can't do it for everyone, but I know you've done it in the past.
I'm up late at night. I post on my Ask Terry blog, and I love to help people get straight answers or point them in the right direction anyway.
Absolutely. And you will find her at terrysavage.com. Thanks for joining us, Terry. Have a good
day.
Thanks,
Lisa. You bet.
All right. Lauren's News up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.